This is Steve Nofsinger with Livestock Lines, and I'm with Dr. Chris Blevins, a clinical professor in equine field services at the Veterinary Health Center at Kansas State University. Today, Chris will discuss management of horses during heat and drought stress. Chris, what issues are you seeing in horses with the recent heat and drought stresses?
You know, I think one thing you have to remember about horses is they do sweat, unlike cattle and other things. So they profusely sweat, so that's how they cool themselves off. So evaporation is a big way. The biggest thing is heat safety for our horses. And some horses can actually quit sweating. You know, if they oversweat and oversweat, they can kind of quit sweating. They can overheat or have heat exhaustion. So that is something we're, you know, always continually just watching for horses. Other than evaporation, you know, there's other ways you think scientifically how that happens when animals kind of cool themselves off or anything, and conduction or convection. With conduction, that would be aspects of transferring the heat onto a cooler surface. So in horses, sometimes we can add ice or cold water on them. That's one way. And then the convection is just fans and blowing air. And so in Kansas, that's always a nice thing because it seems like it's always windy, so that's always helpful. But I think that with horses, too, sometimes they're standing out in the middle of the sun, and so then you got the opposite or reverse conduction where heat from the sun can really kind of heat them up, too. And then, of course, being athletic animals and riding them, they're going to generate more and more heat just because of the muscle and friction and just movement, so they need time to kind of cool off and those things. So I think those are probably the biggest things to remember on a horse when you got all this amount of heat out there is these horses and animals need to cool off. And how do they cool off? And obviously we're using and riding them, sometimes even out on the ranch, you know, during the day. And obviously, you know, it gets real hot, trying to think about times of the day to ride and stuff for those things that can sure affect it. The other thing that I think that could arise too with horses, we always think about colic as far as their GI tract, and their feet also can be affected by heat and drought. So sometimes if they stop drinking water or not drinking enough water, they can get an impaction colic. And so making sure they drink enough water, if they're too dehydrated, they can sure colic. So that's something. And then their front feet or back feet, really their feet can get brittle and hard just because of the drought, you know, and the feet that's going across the ground in those dry environments as far as the footing. And it can suck all the moisture out of those feet and they can crack and get brittle.
What can horse folks do to reduce the risk with these stresses?
Yeah, I think probably the biggest thing is making sure they have plenty of water, access to water all the time. The other aspect of it, because they sweat water, yes, but they also sweat salt. So it's good to make sure they have kind of ad lib or free choice salt or salt block. A white salt block is always good to have in front of the horse. The salt will encourage the horse to drink water. So the salt works in that aspect too. Sometimes we think, gosh, we don't want to get dehydrated and we don't want to have salt block on there, but really it does the opposite effect and helps them so they want to drink water. In addition, replaces that sodium chloride that they're sweating out for evaporation. So that could be helpful. And then you start thinking about ways to cool off the horse. Shade, the reverse conduction where you don't want the sunlight to heat them up even more. So if they have shade, that's helpful. And fans or airflow, if it's kind of a stagnant environment where there's not a lot of airflow, get some fans rolling, and that can sure help with them cooling off during those kind of aspects of heat or heat exhaustion. Now, I think that probably the other thing is, like, if it gets really severe, you probably should call your veterinarian and watching for different things. Nasal flare, really trying to breathe heavy. You can take a rectal temperature, and if it's over 102 degrees Fahrenheit, horses usually are going to stay below that even in the heat. But if they're not, then we worry about some of those things just overheating. So keeping track of them, airflow, you can wet them down, but you need to squeegee it off because you don't want that kind of water on them to heat up. And so you want that evaporation and stuff. So, you know, if you do wet them down or hose off the horse, make sure you squeegee it off too.
Where can horse folks go for more information and help?
There's great things and stuff that are out there, even online, but probably talking to your veterinarian if you're concerned with heat exhaustion in a horse. So we just talked about that, where maybe they're not sweating, they should be, and they're really huffing and puffing and blowing a lot, not recovering. You probably should call a veterinarian to get them involved. So your local vet would be a great resource. Here at the vet school is another one, too. So here at the Veterinary Health Center, you can give us a call at the Large Animal Desk at 785-532-5700. Or you can even visit our website at ksvhc.org and sure get some more information, too, if you ever want to, on heat exhaustion of the horse, but other topics as well.
Thank you, Chris, for sharing this with us today. This is Steve Nofsinger with Livestock Lines. Have a good one.